ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 वर्स 19th चैप्टर एंटाइटल प्रहलाद पेसिफाइज द लॉर्ड विद प्रेयर्स। बालस्य नेह शरणं पितरौ नरसिंहा नातस्य चागदं उदन्वते मजतो नहो। तप्तस्य तत्प्रतिविधिर्य इहांजचेष्टस् तावद्विभो तनुभृतां त्वदुपेक्षितानां। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: My Lord Narsingadev, O Supreme, because of a bodily conception of life, embodied souls neglected and not cared for by you cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father and mother cannot protect their child. A physician and medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient. And a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. Purport: Through parental care, through remedies for different kinds of disease, and through means of protection on the water, in the air, and on the land, there is always an endeavor for relief from various kinds of suffering in the material world. But none of them are guaranteed measures for protection. They may be beneficial temporarily, but they afford no permanent benefit. Despite the presence of a father and mother, a child cannot be protected from accidental death, disease, and various other miseries. No one can help, including the parents. Ultimately, the shelter is the Lord. And one who takes shelter of the Lord is protected. This is guaranteed. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9.31, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Therefore, unless one is protected by the mercy of the Lord, no remedial measures can act effectively. One should consequently depend fully on the causeless mercy of the Lord. Although, as a matter of routine duty, one must of course accept other remedial measures, no one can protect one who is neglected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this material world, everyone is trying to counteract the onslaught of material nature. But everyone is ultimately fully controlled by material nature. Therefore, even though so-called philosophers and scientists try to surmount the onslaught of material nature, they have not been able to do so. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 13.9 that the real sufferings of the material world are four: janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, birth, death, old age, and disease. In the history of the world, no one has been successful in conquering these miseries imposed by material nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha. Nature, prakriti, is so strong that no one can overcome her stringent laws. So-called scientists, philosophers, religionists, and politicians should therefore conclude that they cannot offer facilities to the people in general. They should make vigorous propaganda to awaken the populace and raise them to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Our humble attempt to propagate the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world is the only remedy that can bring about a peaceful and happy life. We can never be happy without the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Tvat upekshitanam. Prabhupada translates it. Tvat upekshitanam. Who are neglected by you and not accepted by you. So we can never be happy without the mercy of the Lord. If we keep displeasing our Supreme Father, we shall never be happy within this material world, in either the upper or lower planetary systems. Om Agya, back blessings from all the devotees. So I can attempt to speak something. I was just noticing one thing. Somebody was telling that, oh, speak some nice pastimes. Do not just speak shlokas from Bhagavad Gita or some philosophy. So, few days back we were reading Prabhupada's purports. And actually whichever Bhagavatam canto you take and read, not only first, second or third canto, we went to 10th canto and we were reading those purports. And we see what does Prabhupada is quoting. He's plainly quoting some Bhagavad Gita verses from chapter 2. So, when Prabhupada is quoting that, so what you can understand. That's all we can afford to speak. Little bit, that is also much beyond the realization. So here also, Prabhupada is quoting some beautiful verses. Kanteya pratijani name bhakta pranashyati. He is showing that how material world is not a place of good shelter. A person is hoping shelter from his parental care. A patient is hoping shelter from physician and medicine. And a drowning man is hoping shelter on the boat on the ocean. But he is praying to Lord Narasingadev and his Prahlad Maharaj here. Because of bodily conception, these embodied souls are neglected. Few days back, I don't know, I didn't hear yesterday's class of Govind Prabhu, but few days back he was giving another class. And one thing I understood from that class, that material world, one thing is there. Stop, like Prabhupada says here, that there is always an endeavor for relief from various kinds of suffering. So material world, we can say that one should stop endeavoring or learn to face embarrassment step after step. Either stop endeavoring here or be ready to face all kind of embarrassments step after step. That is whole material world all about. A person is trying to endeavor and find success, find shelter, find happiness in this material world. And the more he tries, the more nothing he faces but embarrassment and disappointment at every step. I was actually long time back, one time I was telling my father some points from different philosophy, different points from Prabhupada's purports. And because naturally he had not inclined to Krishna consciousness, he was telling, your Swamiji is great. He has made such kind of philosophy that can trick anyone into this movement. It's great. All kind of people can be drawn in this movement. And then I was telling him about the position of different avatars and position of Jesus Christ and position of Muhammad and everything I was telling, whatever initial enthusiasm I heard from basic Gita course and sharing with him. And he was telling, that's great. You people have mixed up all the philosophies so that all kind of people can come to your movement and you can increase your preaching. So of course, he was in one sense criticizing. But we see it's a fact that Prabhupada has presented the whole philosophy in such a way that all kind of people can be invited to the movement. Not only Prabhupada, even if you see Krishna himself, his teachings in Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam are designed in such a way they're tricking all kind of people, forcing them to somehow come here and take shelter of this movement, take shelter of Krishna consciousness. Another place, the Prabhupada writes, what is the purpose of material world? He says, purpose of material world, that it is a chance. He says, it is a chance, it is an opportunity offered to the conditioned souls to go back to Godhead. Very powerful statement, it's a chance. Yesterday I was in one doctor's clinic, and so I was sitting in front of the doctor and some patients were also sitting. And these patients were expressing their disease to the doctor. Suffering, lot of pain. But this is when Mataji was there and she was expressing her disease. But then suddenly she was telling, oh, my wonderful profession. And she was offering that, oh, this profession is so good. They are offering me a chance to go to all different places, to London, to America. And she was so excited about it. And she was just sharing all the chance, all the opportunities getting. So people get so excited, you know, oh, this offer, this chance is given. Prabhupada is telling here, this material world is an opportunity given in such a way, designed in such a way, Krishna has designed in such a way that somehow you have to go back home, back to Godhead, and not planning to go to all these places. Prabhupada is telling in another place, in that verse, Yasyatma buddhi kunapetri dhatuke swadhi kalatradishu bhauma ijyadi. He says, Yasyatma buddhi kunapetri dhatuke. This person who is in the bodily concept, what is he doing? He is recognizing this body, which is made of three dhatu, as his own self. And he is recognizing with this land as worshipable. Oh, I am an Indian, or I am American, or I am whatever. And with this recognition, he is taking a lot of pride that I belong to such and such place, such and such position or prestige or country. He is taking so much pride. What does this verse say? Sa eva gokhara. What is gokhara? It's a cow or an ass. Bodily concept. So everybody is so much absorbed in the bodily concept, not understanding what this material world is offered for. So we see in Prabhupada's purports or Krishna's statements again and again. Actually, if we go through all the cantos, all the scriptures, all the stories, they are nothing but provoking us to give up this bodily conception, to give up all kind of false shelters, all kind of false hopes in this material world, and just try to absorb yourself in your sambandha gyan or relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they are like, in one sense, if you see every statement, it's like a call. It's like a loud call. It's like an emergency call. It's like a shouting, screaming. The best they can, the best acharyas can, to wake up and get out of this bodily concept. But a person is so nicely entangled that it's so difficult to listen to that call. One time one preacher was sharing that sometimes we see our spiritual masters, our seniors are giving class. And sometimes suddenly in the middle of class, you know, they become very heavy. They are like shouting and screaming, and sometimes the class is really going very heavy, and the person on the other side is wondering, what happened to this man? Some frustration. So he is like, sometimes there is no hope in the material world. It is all frustration. You just can't. So person on the other side is wondering, maybe he is frustrated. Maybe he has some frustrated affair in this world. Maybe nobody cooperated with him in his life. That's why he's getting so excited about it. Why he's getting so excited about it? So sometimes this thought comes, why this person is so excited? So actually there are two kinds of speech can be given. Like, taking from Bhagavad Gita, Arjun was fighting. So this, in the second and third chapter, this thing comes. That how he's fighting. This fighting can be done from a very, very basic principle also, that okay, Kshatriya has to fight. That is a very low level of understanding. So that can be low level of understanding. But higher level of understanding, he is not fighting. So somebody is criticizing. This Bhagavad Gita is a book on violence. Prabhupada is telling it's not a book on violence in some conversation. He's telling you can't say that this is a book of violence. This book is not meant, designed to create, to provoke Arjuna to fight. This is to develop devotion in the heart of Arjuna, to tell him to work on the principles of what, as Krishna consciousness, as Krishna is telling him. So similarly, somebody is giving a speech also. So we see outside mundane poets or those who write wonderful poems or philosophies or wonderful songs, sometimes they also express utter frustration in their experience. That is one kind of frustration. And that actually is coming from frustration. They are frustrated. They did not get any pleasure. So they are expressing it. But here, when great acharyas, great souls, and Lord Krishna himself, when he is telling the same thing again and again, it is not just frustration of not getting something, but it is a great excitement of getting something higher. They are showing that, okay, give up this hopes. Give up any kind of connection in this world. So with that call, with that scream, with that shouting, with that emergency call, he is telling, come on, wake up to the real constitutional nature. You can't be happy in this world. But a conditioned soul is so nicely fitted, seated in his comfortable seat, that he is not ready to listen. So that's something very interesting. Again and again, this is like every word is like an emergency call to show that stop endeavoring and stop facing embarrassment again and again. This is a hopeless phase. Why you are again and again ready to face embarrassment? Because of your endeavors. What a hopeless condition. What a pitiable condition that is. So Srila Prabhupada also. So recently I was reading one statement made by Radhanath Maharaj. He was telling, everything you have taken lightly in Krishna consciousness is an absolute necessity. That's an interesting thing. Because Prabhupada purports, every word, every line speaks something very powerful. Something calling to your heart. So it is not just a story written again and again, the same purports. Actually, if you just go through, apparently everything is the same. Why 12 books are given? All apparently same. But every word, every line is like this emergency call. So everything that one has taken lightly in Krishna consciousness is an absolute necessity. Such a wonderful statement that is. So similarly, in this purport, we see that cry, that call, that thing is told that a person in the bodily conception, examples are given. Father and mother cannot protect their child. A physician and medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient. And a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. Yesterday one devotee was sharing his health problems. Physician and medicine. This devotee is suffering from severe backache. And he was sharing that how he has tried so many doctors. And not one, not twice. All kind of facilities, all kind of modalities, everything available in the market. Everything he has tried. What not? Whether it is allopathy or Ayurveda or homeopathy or either go to Belgaum or go to anywhere. All kind of places, all kind of fashions, all kind of things have been tried. But trying again and again, what has he experienced? Nothing. Problem still persists without any cause. Doesn't know why it is happening. And even if the solution is there, still what is the guarantee? Like we heard also this of that heart specialist, famous heart specialist a few years back. One of the top ones in Bombay. Surgeon who saved so many people from their dying condition. He himself on his last moments, how did he die? Of heart attack. What a pitiable. So, material world, no shelter, no hope. Another example is given, boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. And we have that famous example of Titanic. Unsinkable ship. So, boat on the ocean. What kind of... So, it's a very, very, very hazy understanding of the material world, how to solve the problems. A conditioned soul has a very, very hazy vision, is absolutely covered. He doesn't know where to go. Another thing, recently I was thinking, a few days back, we were in the farm and there was a lot of dense fog there in the morning. So one time we were driving in the fog, dense fog. When you're driving in the fog, I don't know how many of Bombay is hardly any fog, but those who have experienced driving in the fog, it's sometimes so dense that you just can't see what is. Like this book is there, I just can't see this book is there. It's so dense, you just can't see. You can't see your hand, if you extend like this. In north especially you go. It's amazing. And if you're driving, you have to be really drive maybe slower than a cycle. You're sitting in a Mercedes but driving slower than a cycle. Because you don't know what next you're going to bump into. So similarly, material world, moving in the material world means vision is completely covered. You don't know which moment, what you're going to bump into and develop a strong attachment and entanglement. And it's too late before you realize, I am completely entangled. It becomes so difficult to surrender to Krishna, so difficult to take shelter of Krishna. Every moment is so unclear, so hazy. Every action we take is so much under the control of material modes that we may think, we are doing wonderful, we are practicing Krishna consciousness, wonderful service, everything. But because the vision is so unclear, we don't know what we are going to bump into. And before we realize, it's too late. Just like this, better not to drive in the fog. Because not that it's going to be a minor. You're driving and definitely, only thing which will make you visible the next vehicle is an accident. That's all. So similarly, in material world also, only thing which will make you visible sometimes is just an accident. You land up again and again in entanglement and then suffer. So very hazy understanding. We see so many examples which come in the Bhagavatam. First example of the parental care. I was just reading this verse from fifth canto. King Chitraketu's lamentation. So Prabhupada is writing that even though, despite the presence of a father and mother, a child cannot be protected from accidental death disease and various other miseries. Presence of father and mother. And what kind of father and mother are Chitraketu Maharaj and Kritadyuti? They are not living in some poverty, in some slum, and there is no protection. They are living in a big kingdom with all the opulence, all the protection. And Chitraketu Maharaj and Queen Kritadyuti, after long, long effort, they have got this son. This is amazing. This whole hankering starts from a contemplation. A wrong basic idea that what will give you happiness. A wrong contemplation leads into a big hankering. I want this, I want this, I want this. As he says, contemplation leads to lust, hankering. So he had that contemplation, he had that idea that somehow I have to increase my kingdom. And based on that, he was contemplating and finally he got it. So through long process of contemplation and hankering, what led? When he got it, he got very attached. It all starts from a wrong contemplation, a wrong absorption. It all starts from that. A wrong idea. He had the wrong perception that the source of happiness is a good heritage, good son, like that. And what happened? He got attached. And finally, as we know the story, I'm not going to go into the story. Finally, this was taken away. As we discussed, material world is an embarrassment at every step. Yes, it is an embarrassment. Again and again, you bump into something, you get attached, and finally, this is going to be taken away. A person who had so much hopes in his body, oh, I am so healthy, I am so enjoying, either in sense gratification or even in Krishna consciousness, he's performing some services, either at physical level or some intellectual level. But over the time, that is also taken away. Body is taken away, and then he realized, oh, I can't do. He was so much dependent on the powers, like Prabhupada writes in one purport. Neither the power to speak, to see, to talk or anything, it is not working without the help of Supreme Personality. But we become so dependent that so late to realize. So that is the health condition. With the body, it dwindles. His body, physical health is taken away. Intellectual capacities are gradually taken away. Gradually all the shelters are taken away. And sometimes, all this physical, intellectual made you so famous to everyone, so dear to everyone, that fame is also taken away. Miserable things can happen. And then you are wondering, my God, what kind of God Krishna is? So, any shelter in material world will let you down. That is a powerful thing which one has to understand and focus. So, Chitraketu Maharaj is having shelter in the sun. And when the son is taken away, what is his condition? His condition is miserable. He heard of his son's death. And what does he say? Shutva amritam putram alakshitantakam. He heard of his son's death. Shutva amritam. Vinashta drishti prapatans kalampati. What happens? When heard of his son's death, he became almost blind. Snehanubandhya dhitaya shuchabrisham. Because of his great affection for his son, his lamentation grew like blazing fire. We see how he was completely blinded by the affection and such intense. It is compared to a blazing fire which can burn out all your intelligence just because of whole things hurried from a wrong understanding and wrong attachment developed. And as he went to see the dead child, what's happening? He said, he kept slipping and falling on the ground again and again. He kept slipping and falling on the ground. A big king, all the ministers, all the brahmanas, all the queens are there. And he's not an ordinary king. He is well read. He knows what is the Vedic Shastras. He knows all the knowledge. But still, he got bewildered just because of the attachment. And then what? The king approached and fell unconscious at the child's feet. His hair and dress scattered. When the king breathed heavily, regaining consciousness, his eyes were tearful, and he could not speak. And then I described the queen's lamentation, I'll also discuss. So how a person develops unknowingly or we can say not voluntarily, but somehow the nature of material world is, it just traps you. And a person develops attachment. And then what happens? This is the result. Harsh and Shoka. He becomes mad. His hair is he's like falling down, slipping, crying, lamenting. All the kingdom, the king of such a big kingdom and now he's lamenting like a small child because of all the false attachments which he has created. Another one I was thinking from Bharat Maharaj episode, same thing on parental care. How this parental care is not just parents and children. It is that mood that, okay, that possessiveness, that property, this is my property, this I possess this, I have to take care of this. Maybe anything, it can be an object or a project or a person, anything. But that possessiveness, that attachment, like Bhagavad Gita, he says, Mukta Sango Naham Vadi, the worker in the mode of goodness. He's free from all the modes. He doesn't work in the mood of possessiveness. He's free from all possessiveness. And then, Dhiti Utsaha, that is, he worked determination and enthusiasm focused on the goal. So here, Bharat Maharaj is also a great, great exalted soul at a very, very high level of devotional platform. Wonderfully, that is also explained. Bharat Maharaj, how while saving the deer, now just, this is interesting, that devotion naturally makes the heart soft. But that's another danger. Soft heart, another entrap. So he was very soft-hearted. He wanted to protect the deer. Naturally, devotees are soft-hearted. They also become compassionate. They want to protect others. But that again is a danger. What is that? Bharat Maharaj, while trying to protect the deer, what happens? He brings a small deer out of the water, takes care and nurtures for so many days, for a long time. And then over the period, he gets attached to the deer. And then attachment to the deer, he gets so attached that he gives up all his principles of sadhana. Amazing. He was so fixed, not just on Shraddha or some basic like initial beginning of the bhakti, at the bhava stage. And Prabhupada explains, at that stage also, he got attached to the deer. What a amazing power of this material energy. And then see how the language in which he is talking. What kind of a person who is so knowledgeable at such a high platform, what a mundane language he talks. One day when the deer goes away, he doesn't find the deer, he's missing the deer. What does he say? He's talking. That deer is exactly like a prince. When will it return? When will it again display its personal activity which is so pleasing? Who was absorbed in the personal activities of the Supreme Lord, now he's absorbed in the activities of the deer. When will it again pacify a wounded heart? A heart who is absorbed in devotional service now is wounded just because a deer has gone away, whom he was protecting, he was feeling, he is nourishing that deer, has gone away. He is thinking, when will it again pacify a wounded heart like mine? This is the language of a conditioned soul actually. But here Bharat Maharaj has got attached. And then, I certainly must have no pious assets. Otherwise the deer would have returned by now. And he is thinking, maybe I offended the deer, I hope he will forgive me. And he became so personal as if, and alas, the same small deer, while playing with me and seeing me feigning meditation with closed eyes. This is interesting. While playing with me and seeing me feigning meditation with closed eyes. He was supposed to be meditating, but it's like saying feigning meditation. He was so absorbed in the deer that eyes are closed, but contemplation is somewhere else. This is really interesting. What a trap. I was thinking while chanting also, we say chanting is a prayer. So chanting is a prayer, Hare Krishna is a prayer, but what to pray and how to pray, it's so difficult to know. Because while chanting, so many prayers come in the mind, so many contemplations come in the mind, all born of bodily conception. I don't know, at least for me I'm sharing, I don't know. And they behoove a conditioned soul, oh Krishna, do like this, and 10,000 background music is going on. That mind is filled with so many contemplations, desires and attachments which are haunting us, like a ghost, and is trying to Krishnaize that somehow. So here also, feigning meditation. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, Dushta mana tumi kisera vaishnava, or what is that? Saragaya makhirutilak, gaura milena. Feigning meditation, what kind of practice is that? He would circumambulate me due to anger arising from love. And deer would circumambulate. He would fearfully touch me with the points of its soft horns, which felt like drops of water. And then he says, Prabhupada writes, feigning meditation, the king would actually think of the animal, and this was but a sign of his downfall. Isn't it powerful? That contemplating on all kind of things when we are supposed to contemplate only on transcendental subject matter, because a conditioned soul doesn't even know how to receive the transcendental subject matter. And while receiving the transcendental sound vibration, contemplation is going on. I wish I can take help of this and fulfill my desires. To consider chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the, what is that, fruitive, what is that, offense to them? Like this only, no? Activities, auspicious activities mentioned in. So that's interesting. Contemplations are filled in the mind, considering it another wish fulfilling, you know, that's something interesting. So this is feigning the meditation, king would actually think of the animal, and this was but the sign of his downfall. Contemplation, sangas teshu pajayate, buddhir nashto, what is that? Last line? Falls down. He falls down. So, buddhi nachit pranashyati, that fall down. So here, this was nothing but a sound sign of his downfall. Further he says, this is interesting. When I placed all the sacrificial ingredients on the kusha grass, the deer, while playing, would touch the grass with its teeth and pollute it. When I chastised the deer by pushing it away, it would immediately become fearful and sit down motionless, exactly like the son of a saintly person. Thus, it would stop its play. Fully absorbed, like a parent is absorbed in his child's activity. He's so absorbed, I have to take care of this deer. This is my, I possess this. This is my property. And I am responsible for its care. And Prabhupada is quoting in the purport, Prakrita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudhatma karta hamiti mannate. Anyway, he's telling vimudhatma, but what can he do? Material energy is so powerful. It's so difficult. Krishna is telling vimudhatma, but then I was thinking, what can we do? Material energy is so powerful. Huh? So, Prabhupada writes, Bharat Maharaj was constantly thinking of the activities of the deer, forgetting that such meditation and diversion of attention was killing his progress in spiritual achievement. What a wonderful statement. He was constantly thinking, and that constant thinking was killing his progress in spiritual achievement. He forgot. After speaking like a madman in this way, Bharat Maharaj got up and went outside. Seeing the footprints of the deer on the ground, he praised the footprints out of love and saying, O unfortunate Bharata, your austerities and penances are very insignificant compared to the penance and austerities undergone by this earth planet. See the beautiful bewilderment caused. He's telling, your austerities are insignificant compared to the austerities gone by earth planet. Due to the earth's severe penances, the footprints of this deer, which is small, beautiful, most auspicious and soft, are imprinted on this fortunate planet. How devotees talk about Krishna's footprints present on the land of Vrindavan? Here he is telling that earth is fortunate because of the deer's footprint. These series of footprints show a person like me, who am bereaved due to loss of the deer, how the animal has passed through the forest and how I can regain my lost wealth. By these footprints, this land has become a proper place for Brahmanas who desire heavenly planets or liberation to execute sacrifices to the demigods. When a person becomes overly involved in loving affairs, he forgets himself as well as others. He forgets how to act, how to speak. It is said once when a man's son was blind since birth, the father out of his staunch affection named him Padma Lochan or the Lotus Eyed. This is the situation arising from blind love. Bharat Maharaj fell into this condition out of material love. So we see how these pastimes are full of embarrassment born out of material affection. Bharat Maharaj, such exalted, who gave up his whole kingdom, and now he is sitting and getting attached to the deer and talking in such kind of language, such bewilderment. Amazing. This is the power of material energy. So this point is that one has to understand, now even if somebody has kept faith in Bharat Maharaj, that Bharat Maharaj is such a person, he is going to deliver me, he is a great exalted soul. Now he himself, you know, succumbed to that. So in one sense, one cannot be just sentimental in this world and keep faith in all kind of wrong shelters. Knowing that every object, anything of this material world is fallible. Every person is fallible. Every shelter is fallible. That's really interesting. Prabhupada is writing, scientists are trying by all their arrangements to create all kind of facilities to come out of birth, death, old age, disease. Prabhupada is telling, these people have gone mad. They are like gokharas. They do not even know that they can never come out of this. And therefore, I am going everywhere preaching and telling them and elevating them from this gokhara mentality that come out of this bodily concept of life. These shelters can never save you. Stop this wrong kind of contemplations, wrong kind of thinkings, and start contemplating on the teachings of Bhagavad and Bhagavad Gita. And then I was discussing the other day that, so this Prabhupada is telling in that conversation, he said, so this is the duty of every Krishna conscious person, not just a formality that, okay, if you do okay, not do okay. Everybody is so absorbed in bodily conception, it is a duty that you must go out and tell people to elevate from the gokhara mentality. Otherwise, then he's telling, what do you think? I am mad or what? Going out and fighting out this with this Mr. Nair in Juhu at this old age, it's time to retire. Why am I doing all this? Trying to elevate them to gokhara mentality, from gokhara mentality. So these are like foolish attempts of scientists. So this is interesting that, so therefore the contemplations have to be properly directed. One cannot keep hope in this material world. But then Krishna is telling prakriti kriya manani vimudha. So all this telling that all of you have gone vimudha, but then he is telling kanteya prati janihi name bhakta pranashyati. One shelter will never let you down. I will never let you down, Arjuna, if you take right shelter. Otherwise, there is only at every step embarrassment and embarrassment. So Prabhupada is telling, no one can help. Ultimately, the shelter is the Lord, and one who takes shelter of the Lord is protected. This is guaranteed. This guarantee is given. Kaunteya prati janihi name bhakta pranashyati. Declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. So that either through the Shastras one cultivates that knowledge, or one goes through that experience. Gets embarrassed again and again, and finally takes a long route and come back. So this is interesting. So Prabhupada is again and again speaking about these points, that one has to really open his heart and open his ears very open, broad, wide to the transcendental sound vibration and stop entering the wrong contemplations. So Pushta Krishna Maharaj one time asked Lord Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I have no faith in anyone, but I have full faith in you. I know you can save me. You are the only savior. Prabhupada said, no. I can also let you down. But I can teach you who can save. Krishna can save. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can save. Nityanand Prabhu can save. I can also let you down. So one has to really understand things through the philosophy. That's very interesting. Here also, this nice bhajan is there, you know. Nadiya Godrume Nityanand Mahajan. Nadiya Godrume Nityanand Mahajan. Patiya Che Namahate Jivera Karan. In the land of Nadiya, on the island of Godruma, the magnanimous Lord Nityananda has opened up the marketplace of holy name. That's something interesting. Something, everything is interesting about that. Marketplace of holy name. Sometimes we don't understand how to take association in the society of Krishna consciousness, how to take association of all the devotees. But the whole association is nothing to develop that connection. And not any other false connections. Nirman, Moha, Jita, Sangha, Sosh. Only one connection has to be established. All false associations have to be given up. People are coming together to take shelter of this marketplace of the holy name. Shraddhavan jan hai, Shraddhavan jan hai. Prabhu ragyaye bhai, magyaye bhiksha. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, koro Krishna shiksha. Bhagavatam is telling, physician, medicine, parental care, board. Come on, Prabhupada is telling that this is all required. Okay, we have to take. But do not expect much from them. This cannot give you much. So right from the beginning, one has to develop the right contemplations. Prabhupada is focusing on that and this bhajan nicely. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, koro Krishna shiksha. Aparada shunya hoy, loho Krishna naam. Oh people of faith, oh people of faith. So this faith has to be there. By the order of Lord Gauranga, O brother, I beg these three requests of you. Chant Krishna, worship Krishna and teach others about Krishna. Only shelter. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, koro Krishna shiksha. Being careful to remain free of offenses. Just take the holy name. Aparada shunya hoy, loho Krishna naam. And then he's telling, Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhana pran. Life and soul, give up all other contemplations, absorptions, give up all other false associations and connections. And very carefully, clear out the dense fog, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, which is making your vision so hazy. When the vision is clear, you can see everything in right perspective. You can see Krishna, you can see his internal energy, you can see his external energy. Everything is clear just by the power of transcendental sound vibration. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Then you can see clearly everything in relationship with Krishna. Krishna Ras Samsara Koro, Chhadiyana Char. Krishna Ras Samsara Koro. You are absorbed in this samsara, my samsara, our samsara, very fortunate of the samsara, conditioned soul. So the acharyas are telling, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling here. Krishna Ras Samsara Kori, Chhadiyana Char. Giving up all your sinful activities, carry on your worldly duties only in relation to Lord Krishna. That is only purpose of coming together and associate with each other. Krishna is pleased. Prabhupada is telling in this purport, today's purport, if we keep displeasing our Supreme Father, we shall never be happy within this material world. Only embarrassment. Stop endeavoring or face embarrassment. That's the theme of this material world. That's what material world is telling us every step. Stop endeavoring or face embarrassment. Krishna rasam sara koro chhadiyan. Jeeva doya Krishna naam sarva dharma sar. Giving up all sinful activities, carry on your worldly duties only in relation to Krishna. The showing of compassion to other souls by loudly chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 is the essence of all forms of religion. That's the essence, nothing else. Somehow come together, glorify Krishna, chant Krishna's name, discuss about Krishna, and develop that long left connection with Krishna. That's the pukar or cry or calling of every word, every section of Bhagavad, Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada is telling. And then he is telling, have faith. Krishna is telling, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhaktap. He will never let you down. Anybody can let you down. Your relatives, your objects, your projects, your person, your what is it? Your family, your wife, your mother, your father, your children, everybody can let down. But Krishna will never let down. He has promised. And he will keep up his promise as he's always kept in the history. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai.